Check us out. You're listening to the Hill of Beans podcast, a podcast about nothing and everything. My name is Ezra Hill, and my co-host Casey and I are going to be discussing a wide variety of topics from the perspective of two Midwestern middle-aged minds. We're not experts, just everyday ordinary people like you. And we hope you might find our podcast inadvertently interesting and informative. Hopefully it'll amount to more than a hill of beans. Casey, it's springtime.
Sure is, Ezra.
Here in the Midwest. Oh, are you ready for the eclipse coming?
Sure am, Ezra.
For our worldwide listeners, supposedly there's an eclipse coming in April. And the best place to see it, one of the best places to see it's in Indiana.
Really?
What? Where have you been? I've been noodling about this.
I've been noodling about it.
Sometimes
I feel like I'm being bamboozled. They're not telling me the truth.
No, for real. Like, they're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of people infiltrating the state of Indiana.
Really?
We should probably.
Where are you going to watch it?
I don't know yet. They're talking like traffic jams and all this stuff, which I have no idea what to expect, and I don't think anyone else does, but I might just stay home that day.
What's the date? It's coming up, right?
I think
right?
It's like April 9th. Mm. It's like coming here soon. Yeah. And like they're doing a bunch of festivals and stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time.
You know,
all the hotels, all the Airbnbs, they're all booked. Like, it's going to be insane.
So our country club, they're doing a big shindig.
What's so special about this eclipse is, from what I've heard, is it will be 100% from here in Greenwood where we are and the surrounding central Indiana area. You'll be able to see 100. We'll get 100% eclipse, meaning the moon will 100% cover the sun, mm-hmm. meaning it will appear as there's sort of like this really dark shadow or blackout kind of thing.
And how long does that last? Just like
seconds,
probably. Seconds.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know the length, but that's why it's supposed to be a big deal, and it doesn't happen very often, I guess. I don't know.
You know, we talk about what's popping in your news feed. So, yes, I did know about it, but I haven't been like, you know, I don't know all the things that you know. But
that's right, you don't.
No, just wait. Let's make this clear. Just on this topic.
The more you learn, or the more you, this is how I feel. The more I know,
the dumber you feel.
Yes. The more I know, the less I realize I know.
The more I know, the less.
Because, huh? Like, talking about this eclipse thing, it's like, yeah. You know, I'm talking about it, but the reality is I don't know shit about it.
Right. You just know, like, the basics.
Yeah, and it's like, when you think about it scientifically, it's a big deal, and there's just so much to it. But anyways, I'm getting a little off topic. So are we talking about what's popping in my social media today?
No, I was going to say.
Are we doing part two of words?
Yeah, I was saying that I wasn't sure. I kind of knew about the eclipse stuff because of what was in the news feed. But then there was also somebody who was complaining about all of. So I was just, you know, referring, you know, how you talk about what's popping in your news feed. Oh. I did see somebody that was super frustrated about all the excitement about this.
It was frustrating them?
Yeah, they were sick of, like, you know, they were sick of hearing about it. They're sick of people talking about it. It's not that big of a deal, people. Oh. It's eating up the news feed. And I'm like, oh my God.
Well, according to science, it is a pretty big deal.
Right.
And I mean, I have no idea what to expect, but that's the thing that's really annoying about social media. We talk about it all the time. It's just people that complain about everything.
Well, here's the thing is, it may not be excited to this person, and it was a male, P.S. But at the end of the day, people look forward to getting excited about something. Because if we didn't have something to look forward to, it'd be Groundhog Day every single day. And we can't do that. We need these, you know, cool experiences.
Exactly. And so that person on social media was probably like, I don't see what all the brouhaha is about.
Yeah.
In regards to this eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he is a fuddy. No, he's not. No, he's not.
Duddy?
He's a fuddy duddy. That's not true. That's not the right meaning, people. All right. Yeah. So let's get back to.
They're bum-fuzzled about all the excitement.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. So this is part two.
Hill of Beans Dictionary. New words.
Right. So what words are we starting with today?
Well, I mean, I can throw one at you.
Okay.
Well, I feel like you do a lot of balderdash.
Balderdash, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Balderdash. I've heard that before. You feel like I do a lot of balderdash?
Yes,
like,
I do. And I'm being for real.
You mean like talking and talking and talking and never shutting up? Lying, telling stories.
You are very hot and your phone's ringing. Listen, it is balderdash's senseless talk or writing nonsense.
Oh, not okay. So making up stories,
senseless,
senseless.
I don't think senseless nonsense. Means, I don't think senseless means you're making it up. Right?
But just maybe irrelevant talk.
Probably. And you're just kind of rambling.
Okay. I probably do that a lot.
You know, I don't feel like you do on the podcast, but sometimes, you know, when me and you get on, you know, a topic or something, we just kind of start going, you know, and rambling.
Wait, what was the word again?
Not on the podcast, though.
But I think that's more you than me.
Oh, yeah, I do get going, don't I? I do agree with that. I might be a little worse.
We agree to agree.
We agree. Yeah. Casey does a lot of balderdash.
Balderdash.
Uh-huh.
All right. What's the next one?
Well, I also think that you do a lot of poppycock.
Poppycock.
What do you think it means?
Poppycock. I'm trying to remember if.
Would you like me?
I feel like poppycock means like, that's a bunch of poppycock. Meaning that's a lie. It's not true.
It's nonsense or foolish talk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know, if I did not know what that means and I was not looking at the definition, I would think it was if you flip the word.
What? Flip it. Are you saying a cock poppy? Is that what you're talking about?
It's that and it pops.
Oh my God. Jeez. Like, So
I've never heard the word poppycock. So when I saw that word, I was like, a poppycock?
If I had a.
Gross. What's.
You know what?
I was like, ew, what is that?
You know what would be funny if you had a pet rooster and you named him Poppy?
Why would that be funny?
Poppycock. Because a rooster's called a cock.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Poppycock.
I just.
Cockfighting.
Yeah. I just, you know. Poppy. No, I don't think. I think it's mean to call a rooster a cock.
Well, anyway, okay, moving on. Okay, moving on from poppycock. What's the next word? Where are we at here?
Wherever you want to be.
I'm looking at this list and I don't see.
Throw me a word.
See. Did you put different words on my list?
Because
I don't even see poppycock on it.
You don't have poppycock.
Oh, okay. Well, shenanigans is one on my list.
Well, we know it's shenanigans, right? They're like.
Yeah.
Up to no good.
Mischief. Playful behavior. I do know that one.
Mm-hmm. When the bike got stolen. That person was.
Yeah, yeah. There was some shenanigans going on. Typically, when we go out with the Hill of Beans crew, there's always shenanigans.
Always.
Here's a good one. Kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle. Kerfuffle. Let's see. Well, look in the middle of the word, Casey. Fuff. Oh. Kerfuffle. Well,
it's similar meaning to another word.
I have no idea what that word means. I've never even heard of that word.
It's similar meaning to Brouhaha. I'll give you that clue.
Well, there were two meanings to brouhaha.
Not the beer fest party.
Well, I already forget what it means.
Okay. Kerfuffle is a commotion or fuss, often over something trivial. So there was a kerfuffle in the cafeteria when they ran out of chocolate pudding.
Yeah, see, I was right. Look in the middle of the word, fuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe.
The clue is...
Kerfuffle, yeah.
A fuss. You said they're throwing a fuss.
Correct.
Right. And there's kind of a clue in there in that word.
Right.
Where did it originate
from? It's a Scottish origin.
Oh.
So there you go. Kerfuffle. Mm. Similar to brouhaha.
Okay.
What about hullabaloo?
Hullabaloo?
Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo? Is it H-I or H-U?
Hill of Baloo.
No, that's not what you said.
Hullabaloo. H-U-L-L-A-B-A-L-O.
Hullabaloo. It's a... means...
I'll give you an example.
What?
There was quite the hullabaloo coming from the bathroom.
Oh. Ew, a raunchy noise.
There was quite the hullabaloo coming from the bathroom.
A hullabaloo sounds like this.
It's not a sound.
Oh.
Well, yes, it is. Yes,
there's a lot of...
It's a noisy disturbance or uproar.
A fart.
Yes, like... I
just made a fart noise. Is that all right? Example.
I ate a bunch of deviled eggs last night, so I had quite the hullabaloo in the bathroom this morning.
Like diarrhea?
A noisy disturbance or uproar.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good hullabaloo. We're going to have to
The announcement. Okay, here's what the example they gave.
What?
The announcement of free pizza in the break room. Free pizza. The announcement of free pizza in the break room caused a hullabaloo among the office workers.
Because they were making noise?
Meaning they were like excited for free pizza. Who doesn't get excited for free pizza?
This whole time when you're telling, you know, and I'm sure our listeners have got to be on my page with me. The way you said it made it sound like it was absolutely diarrhea or a fart, like a noise.
Well, it can be, yes, because it's a noisy. When you have diarrhea, would you classify it as a noisy disturbance or uproar?
Yeah.
And then it echoes in the toilet. Yeah. So.
You have to duck. No, listen.
So when there's a hullabaloo going on in the bathroom, someone's probably like, what the hell's going on in there?
You know what the key is? Here, you guys, listen. If you feel like you're going to have a hullabaloo in the bathroom, double flush.
If there's a hullabaloo going on, you're going to need air freshener and a double flush.
Double flush.
Most likely.
As it's starting to hullabaloo.
You know what I like to say?
I can't even say the word.
You know what I like to say?
What?
When I'm on a date sometimes as like a little icebreaker.
I'm worried already.
Like when the person I'm meeting gets there, I'll be like, you know, they just ran out of toilet paper, so we should probably leave.
Stop it.
Okay, so
you're just an odd character.
Okay, this one, oh my, huh. Okay, I gotta think about this one because I'm gonna take a guess here. Flibbertigibbet.
Okay. Oh, that sounds like from like Harry Potter. Kind of like that word sounds like
Flibbertigibbet.
Something that Harry would have said.
It's like it's a character, maybe a character. Like I'm going to see Flibbertigibbet.
Or like a potion. Or like it just has that Harry Potter sound.
Okay, so
what's it mean?
Oh wait, this is a good one. Okay, I would describe you as a Flibbertigibbet.
A character from Harry Potter?
No.
Okay,
a frivolous, flighty, or excessively talkative person.
Oh, I am? Shit.
A Flibbertigibbet.
I'm a Flibbertigibbet.
In the past, when I'm dating someone early on and I discover they're a Flibbertigibbet, mm-hmm. That's when I end things.
So is it that overwhelming?
Well, it can be.
Is this why you wanted to podcast with me? Because I don't lack words.
Yes, because there's never any dead air when we're recording. Okay, so Flibberty Gibbet. That's a good one.
I do.
There's
like
so many good words here that we're going to continue to use.
You know what? I felt like when you said that word that I really identified with it, and it felt... I love Harry Potter, so I'm super excited about that word, and that it actually, it meant me.
Yeah, you knew. You had a connection.
I was connected.
Right away.
Yeah. Yeah,
I saw that. Okay, here's another weird one that, okay, it is cod swallop.
All right, you know what?
Cod swallop.
You know what I'm going to say? It's not appropriate if I have to go for a meaning on that word.
Codswallop. Okay. Do you want it in a sentence?
If I had, like, let me give you my sentence of what I would think. Okay.
Okay.
Did you codswallow it?
What? let me think here if that could be correct. No.
Did you codswallow the ice cream cone?
This is more of a adjective.
Hmm.
I'll give you an example. When I got his campaign flyer in the mail, I thought it was nothing but codswallop.
Bunch of crap?
Yes.
Really?
Nonsense or rubbish?
That word just does not sound like that.
I know. I've never heard this word before. It's British slang.
I'll never say that word.
From the 1960s.
Yeah, I'm never going to say it. You know why?
I'm going to.
I'm not. You know why? Because it sounds like a sexual condensation joke.
Possibly, in your mind. you know what?
What?
From now on, when I see a political post
codswallop
on social media, I'm just going to comment codswallop.
I think, like, people will be like, that has to mean something so dirty.
Nonsense, rubbish.
Okay.
Well, they say it's a British slang from the 1960s, which possibly could have came from the meaning from the word cod, meaning fake. And wallop, I guess, this is weird. British slang for beer is wallop. I didn't know that.
Did you?
But how would I?
Interesting. No,
so
we did not.
So what do you think hootenanny means?
Hootenanny means like, I don't know. Like, what are we going to a hootenanny? Are we going somewhere? Like a party?
You could say, when are we heading to the hootenanny?
Oh, no, I don't. Okay, so when are we headed to the hootenanny, Ezra?
Friday night.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, it's a hootenanny is a lively gathering with folk music and dancing.
Oh, I'm excited. What time?
8 o'clock. okay, did we discuss bamboozlement last time?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, we did shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. I just realized there's some repeats over here.
Okay. Oh, here's one. It's President Biden's favorite word. Malarkey.
Malarkey?
Do you know what that means?
BS.
Correct. Similar to codswallop.
That is just the most offensive
malarkey
word. You're not allowed to say that word
malarkey
anymore.
Malarkey is not. I'm going to be using that word a lot.
I don't get it.
Because it'll be confusing the hell out of people.
It sounds so dirty. No codswallop.
It's not codswallow. It's codswallop with a P on the end.
No codswallop.
Don't codswallop on the first date, right? Oh my God.
And you see what I'm talking about.
So President Biden's favorite word is malarkey. That's on here. I knew what that. I've heard a lot of older folks use that. A lot of older folks use that a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay, we talked about gobbledygook. We talked about bamboozle. I think we talked about nincompoop. Is that everything? I think, did we cover them all?
Looks like it.
Okay. Do you have any left on your list?
No, I don't. But do you have any like words that you would say growing up that you and your friends like loved or like that you thought was cool?
Growing up, words that I thought was cool. I don't know if I should say that.
I think you should tell us.
Words that I thought was cool. I don't.
Like, were you guys like, you know, when you guys, did you guys talk like, yo, bro, what's up? Like that?
Yeah, bro, homie, homeboy.
Home skillet.
I'm trying to, G.
What up, G?
What's up, G?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was a whole phase.
I don't know. I can't really remember.
Did you ever have a girlfriend or a wife that called you a nickname? Besides asshole.
Just my kidding. Ex-wife called me a lot of names, but none of them.
Like a sweet. Did they have like a really sweet name? What's that movie? Crawl. Ten ways to lose your boyfriend and whatever that movie is. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh, what's his name? What was that guy's name?
And she like, never mind. It's inappropriate.
Wait, I don't know. I remember a movie where the guy's name was Crawl.
No. Yeah.
Oh, is that different?
Yeah.
You're talking about different. I don't think it. No.
Yeah. I feel like now, like the words that the kids are using today, you know, how they talk and how we talked is so different. And like, I know the other day I said something to try and be cool, you know, to Willow or whatever. And she looked at me and she said, "Mom, you are never allowed to say that again." And I said, "Why?" I thought that like, that's what that means. I can't remember what I used, but I just heard the girl say it. So I thought I just kind of want to like, you know, hang with them. So I tried to use it like they use it. And it was so embarrassing to her.
What was it?
I'm trying to remember.
I love words kids use these days that I like. I like bussin'.
What's that?
Like means good. Like when you get off or when you get off a roller coaster, you're like, "Man, that was bussing. Like, that was awesome."
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm asking. Yep, bussing.
Well, I didn't say that when I was a kid.
I know, that's but they are, right?
Yeah, that's what I hear my kids say, and I actually like that one.
I do like that.
Slaps. They say that slaps you.
Oh, what's that mean?
Means good. Like, that's cool.
I want to know who's rewriting the dictionary.
Well, you have your regular dictionary online, and then you have slang dictionary, which we should do stuff with slang dictionary.
Let's do it.
But yeah, I'm trying to think of, I don't know. I can't think of any bus and slap. There's other ones too that I use sometimes and they're like, "Dad, you can't say that."
Right. And here's my thing. Why do they get to say it? And because we're old, are we not allowed to use a word like, you know, that means something to them?
Because they want to be different and cool, because they don't think we're cool. And here's a question for you. Do you think there's a point, do you think there's a certain age or period in one's life where you're just not cool anymore? Or do you think someone can always be cool?
No, I think that there is a certain age in life where you're just not cool.
I would probably agree with that.
Yeah.
I would probably agree. But I think it kind of depends on your attitude and your outlook on things. And, you know, like sometimes I don't know. We're kind of getting
do you feel like here, but we're really not, because, you know, I feel like we're talking about words and then it went over to cool. because of being, you know, the words that kids say. And, but here's the thing is, you know, I do feel like, you know, it, that time period expires, right? But then there's the time period, you know, you can still be cool, but, you know, maybe within like your group, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, but I guess what does cool mean?
Well,
I mean, how cool, are we looking at that word? Up,
cool means popular, like, you know, they dress cool, they listen to cool music.
Oh, yeah, no. So I think you can always stay cool. But yeah. It would be like cool, like, oh, so Ezra, different. Like, for your age, like, oh, Ezra, you know, you dress well. He's very on top of, like, you are on your fashion and things like that. And so you're cool in that way. So, you know, you're probably not going to be cool to the 16-year-old. I don't know. But
yeah,
you know,
according to my kids, I'm not.
The guys, you know, there's guys in their 30s and 40s and, you know, that are associating their time period or life at the same time period you are, you're going to be cool.
Yeah, I think.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And I think I agree. I think it just kind of depends. I think maybe you transition from one category to another. Like you got your teenage cool.
Mm-hmm.
You got your early 20s cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then you kind of go to your late 20s, early 30s
mm-hmm.
category. And then you got your middle age category. You know, mm-hmm. I think it, you can be cool within a category maybe.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So if you're like, you know, I don't know.
I think too, cool goes along with confidence and your outlook on things. Like, cause you know, when you're younger, you tend to care about being cool,
but mm-hmm.
we're in our 40s. We don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit. Yeah.
I mean, but at the same time, I don't want to walk out of the house looking like a douchebag.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I like different things. I'm probably different than other guys my age, but I also had my kids when I was pretty young. And my kids, I'm only 46. So I'm basically an empty nester now. So it's right. Like, I still feel so young, even mm-hmm. though I'm probably
no, not. No, that's, but, I mean, that's young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think the older we get, we don't really care about being classified as cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we're older, when you're sort of free and, you know, you don't care what people think about you and you're just kind of living your life carefree and enjoying life.
Right.
I think that's the new definition of cool.
Yeah. You know, I think, yeah, and it is in the eye of the beholder, like, yeah. Right, on yeah. How, you know, the people look at this person. But it reminds me back when, for my birthday one year, we went to Ike and Jonesy's. Remember Ike and Jonesy's downtown Indianapolis? And
mean Ike and Lonely's?
Right, right. So we actually would call... That Ike and Jonesy's nickname is like when people are going through a midlife crisis.
That's why they call it Ike and Lonely. It's because you're midlife crisis, you're lonely.
Right.
You're going to go out and try and get some attention.
Right. So we call it the midlife crisis bar. So anyways, our hotel was across the street from there. We went out to eat. We went to a few bars and then we went over there and my group of friends had reserved a table at Ike and Jonesy's. And we had gotten up and we went over to dance and we were having fun. And then all of a sudden we turned to look at our table and there's these girls sitting at our table. Okay. And so me and my friends walk over and we're like, hey, you know, sorry, like this table's reserved. And this girl was like, girl, I don't even know how old you are or why you're even here, but you got to go.
Oh.
I said, did you say you don't know?
Did a person working there say that? Or
no, this is just one of the girls sitting. And I said, I was very offended because I was only like 32.
And let me guess, you certainly didn't walk away.
No.
So, oh, God.
Yes. And I said, did you just say how old I am? Because I'm thinking, girl, I'm only 32. But then I'm looking at her and I think she's probably illegal and she's got a fake to even be in here. You know, so we got one extreme to the other. But anyways, you know, I remember how uncool I felt when she attacked my age. And then she's like, and what are you even wearing, girl? Yeah. So anyways, you know, I went
and got. Did you have mom jeans on or something?
Oh, I mean, could have. Totally could have. I don't know. Maybe to her I did, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if we had, you know, 12, 13, 15, 20 years separating us, I don't know. But the disrespect in how she talked to me, that was, it was, I was very nice about the table being reserved. And then she came off very mean and bitchy. And then, so anyways, yeah, they had to leave.
Yeah. Well.
The manager came over and let them know. And then they treated them like crazy too. Yeah, so anyways, I felt really uncool.
Yeah, definitely. If I go into a bar, well, I don't care anymore. But I know when I was like in my mid to late 20s, when I would go into bars sometimes, I would be like, man, I feel really old in here. And I feel like people would just be making fun of me. But like, I don't go to Broadripple anymore or hang out where, you know, the early 20s people do. But I mean, I like to go to bars and hang out. I mean, I think I've told you this before. Like, one of my favorite things to do is find a hole in the wall bar and go there and hang out and just talk to people I don't know.
Yeah, I love to do that. But then, I mean, I don't actually go into a bar and talk to people I don't know. But if I did, I could.
Are you sure? Because I feel like you don't know a stranger.
I mean, I could, but I don't do that.
You could.
But I do love going in with my friends and having good company at a bar. Yeah. And I love, you know, bucking up to the bar, a good hole in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you say bucking up to the bar, you could also say bellying up to the bar.
Oh, is it bellying?
I think it's bellying. I don't know. I've never heard the term bucking up to the bar. But I've heard of bellying up to the bar. I mean,
well, I'm going to play this.
Beer belly right there at the bar. Be like, give me a beer, son.
I said bucking up to the bar. Hold on. Well, guess what? I just added it to our dictionary. It now means same as bellying up.
Well, with the Urban Dictionary now, which is the slang dictionary.
Yeah.
You can basically use words for whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that means,
All right. So we're wrapping up this episode.
And we are. You guys, don't forget to download and subscribe to the Hill of Beans podcast with Ezra and Casey. Also, join our Facebook group, Hill of Beans with Ezra and Casey on Facebook. And if you need to shoot an email, hofbeans@gmail.com. Peace.